I'm Zach Kibbe.
And I'm Chloe Garman. Thanks for joining us for The Bear Facts, your weekly radio update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
This morning, 8 Garrigan students are over at Storm Lake for All-State Music Auditions. Carolyn Baxter, Dorothy Kirsch, Mariah Bronk, Isabel Davis, Caitlin Tilges, Mark Fockler, Levi Capacious, and Sam Trainer have been working hard all through the fall to get ready for today. This year's All-State Music includes The Heavens Are Telling from the Creation by Franz Hayden, a German song by Johann Brahms. The others include Way Over the Bayou Land, I Carry Your Heart, Ballad to the Moon, and the traditional patriarch music like Battle Hymn of the Republic and America the Beautiful.
Thousands of students are auditioning today at 6 different sites all over the state. Just 600 students will be selected for All-State, 150 in each of the 4 vocal ranges. We're hoping for some of those selections will be from Bishop Garrigan. Best wishes at All-State auditions to choir director Linda Furjack and all those trying out.
Last Saturday, the Golden Bear Quizzable team began their season at home. 44 teams were registered for the Bishop Garrigan tournament, including 7 from our school. The Bears had a great day. 4 Garrigan teams made playoffs, finishing in the top 16 overall. The top Golden Bear team, with Devin Deegan, Tony Kolash, Zach Kolash, and Taylor Illig, had 11 wins and just 1 loss on the day and finished in 3rd place overall.
It was also an outstanding day for 2 younger Golden Bear teams. The team of Sam Harrington, Drew Baca, Tommy Kolash, and Olivia Hart lost to Garrigan's top team in the opening round of playoffs. And an all-freshman team with Ben Deegan, Noah Busher, Sam Trainer, and Trevor Darling made the quarterfinals, losing to the number 1 seed in the tournament. The Bears' 4th playoff team included Mark Fockler, Gabby Style, Carolyn Baxter, and Logan Besch.
There's more Quiz Bowl action today. The Bears are down in Ankeny today for the Centennial High School Scholastic Bowl. Garrigan has 2 teams entered today, with 10 different students competing. Ankeny draws a different mix of teams, heavy on schools from the Des Moines area and southeast Iowa. We know the Bears will do their best to hold their own against the competition.
Last week, Garrigan Jr. Joseph Espinosa was down in Des Moines for the World Food Prize. Joseph dined with leaders from around the world and heard presentations on new ways to prevent world hunger. He also presented a paper he wrote about food distribution in the South American country of Uruguay. Science teacher Beanie Bodie accompanied Joseph to the symposium.
Last Tuesday, the Golden Bear volleyball team began regional playoffs. They got a commanding win over West Bend Mallard in 3 straight sets. The Bears will now host Newell Fonda next Tuesday, and we're hoping a win will bring them another home game next Thursday night.
It's also playoff time for Golden Bear football team. The Bears guaranteed themselves another playoff bid a week ago when they beat North Union, though the opponent in sight depended on the outcome of last night's game at Briv. We're hoping for a long playoff run, and we wish the Golden Bears luck.
Unfortunately, the season has ended for the Golden Bear cross country team. While they made a decent showing at the state qualifying meet last Thursday in Nashua, they missed moving on to the state event, even though some runners had times that would have qualified at other sites around the state. Congratulations to all the runners on a great season, and especially to seniors, Tony and Zach Kolash, Tyler Schnurr, Mark Fockler, Jess Marlowe, Taylor Illig, Emily Riesenberg, and Morgan Frieders.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Betty Straub. Here to tell you about her is Patricia Brandt. Betty Straub has lettered all through high school in volleyball, basketball, and softball. She's won awards in speech and band and also is active in choir, Christian leadership, and the Bear Facts. Betty has served as a class representative and she's also participated in the Walk to Cure Diabetes. Betty wants to be a pre-med major in college and she's looking at going to Creighton. We wish her the best of luck in the future.
Thanks, Patricia. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's All-State Choir auditions today in Storm Lake, plus Quiz Bowl in Ankeny. Also, today the Algona Craft Show is taking place all over town, including at Garrigan.
Next Tuesday is the second round of volleyball regionals. The Bears will welcome Newell Fonda to Friedman Auditorium. Then on Wednesday night, football playoffs begin. We'll have an early dismissal Wednesday for teacher in-service.
Friday is Halloween, and the juniors' high students will celebrate their traditional fall festival that day. At Garrigan, will host the third round of regional volleyball playoffs.
That's the Bear Facts for October. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week when we preview the fall musical here at Bishop Garrigan High School.